If you want to get up to speed on who Alan Dershowitz is, check out my video, Lolita Express's Jeffrey Epstein, The Disturbing Backstory. This is not only something you'll want to see, but you'll want to share it. I'll leave the link in the description for you. There are some sick people in this world, and many would argue that Dershowitz is one of the sickest and slickest and fastest talking liars on the entire planet. They recently had him as a guest on The View. Here was the very first question with regard to his billionaire client, serial pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes, Mr. Dershowitz, bear with me with this long question. So you have a history of defending some very controversial figures like O.J. Simpson, Klaus von Bülow, Mike Tyson, and Jeffrey Epstein. You were Epstein's lawyer when he was under federal investigation for possible sex crimes allegedly involving more than 30 underage girls. He's a man of enormous wealth and very well connected with famous friends like Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. He already had plenty of capable lawyers. What made you say, this is a man I want to defend?
Well, I was the first person that he came to. He had no lawyers at that point. He asked me to defend him. He told me a story that was very different from what ultimately came out. Look, I do half of my cases pro bono. You mentioned some of the prominent people. I defend people on death row without fee. I defend policemen. I defend military people without fee.
That wasn't a part of the question. He's trying to lay the verbal groundwork without coming right out and saying it. What a great guy he is because he does a lot of pro bono work. Look how great I am. I work for free half the time. And look at some of the people I defend. Policemen. You like policemen, don't you? How about military? I defend them too.
More than half my cases are without fee, but I don't turn down very controversial cases. Because I was a professor with tenure, I felt I had an obligation to take on the most unpopular cases because I couldn't be fired.
What kind of answer is that? I decided to defend a child predator, a serial child predator, a serial child sex trafficker because I couldn't be fired? And the amazing part is there are no oohs and ahs or boos from the crowd or from the people on The View saying, what the hell are you talking about, man? Dozens and dozens of kids had their lives shattered by Jeffrey Epstein. Notice what Dershowitz didn't say? He didn't say, I took on the case because I believe Jeffrey is innocent. Shouldn't that be the only reason why you would defend somebody? Because they're defendable? Because they're innocent?
And it's a case that was very, very difficult and very, very painful for me because I saw real victims out there.
Yeah, victims of the guy you're trying to defend. Victims of the guy you're trying to keep out of prison and on the streets. Victims of a psychopathic pedophile who's going to create more victims. Guys, this is off the charts outrageous.
I'm a very strong supporter of the Me Too movement. I think it's very important for men and anybody else to be held accountable for anything they did sexually against a woman.
Just to show you how badly I lied to you about being a proponent of the Me Too movement, I choose to defend those who are the Me Too movement's worst enemies. Guys, the psychological operation being employed through The View here is mind-blowing.
And yet, look, I hate Nazis. I hate communists. I defended the rights of Nazis to march through Skokie.
Defending the rights of a Nazi to peacefully march with their message of hate, not their acts of violence, is totally different than defending a guy you know is guilty of dozens of sex crimes against kids.
I defended the rights of communists when I was a student at Brooklyn College.
Defended the rights of what? The right to commit real crimes?
So I'm constantly defending people that I fundamentally disagree with. I'm defending the rights of Donald Trump. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I was a strong supporter for Hillary Clinton.
Does this guy even hear what he's saying? Does he even care? His worldview is so convoluted. We're talking about a guy with tons of evidence that he sexually violated little kids. A lot of little kids.
I don't allow my personal interests and values to intrude on my professional life. I think of myself like a doctor or a priest. If they wheel somebody, Jeffrey Epstein, into the emergency ward, the doctor's going to take care of him. If he goes to his rabbi and says, I want to make a confession, the rabbi's going to say, yes, I want to help you.
And I know that about you. You're sort of a true defense attorney in the sense that you defend the rule of law.
And if that's what it really is, if defending a guy who has a mountain of evidence against him, and if you doubt that, see my last video in the links below. If defending such a monster is defending the rule of law, then defending that kind of rule of law reveals a flaw and dark character who is not interested in the fundamental principle of humanity, justice. Many would argue that this man is the epitome of unjust, of immoral, of criminal. Oh, you molested, abused, and trafficked 40 or 50 kids or more? Come here, Jeffrey. I'll defend you and we'll get you free. No regard for justice. No regard for what is right and true and just and noble.
Right.
As opposed to, you defend the process as opposed to the person.
This is maddening. What a sick and clever excuse. You defend the process as opposed to the person? There's only one problem with that. He is defending the person. And the person just so happens to have an ocean of evidence suggesting that he's tantamount to the spawn of Satan.
And I prosecuted these kinds of child sex crimes,
as you
know. And
you prosecuted them very effectively.
Thank you.
And you should continue to prosecute them. Sex offenders ought to go to prison.
I agree.
Well, maybe something else should happen to sex offenders instead of throwing them in jail and having taxpayers support them for the rest of their lives. But this guy is a child sex offender defender. Where's that put you on the humanity scale?
But in this case, law enforcement officials had prepared a 53-page federal sex crimes indictment involving 36 underage victims for your client that could have potentially sent him to prison for life.
Right.
Now, just listen to this part as you watch billionaire child sex trafficker Mr. Lolita Express Jeffrey Epstein.
But instead, he pled guilty to 2 state charges, not federal charges, involving prostitution. He ended up serving just 13 months in a private wing of a Palm Beach County jail for which he...
Look at that smug, sinister smile.
...had exit privileges. That's some very fine lawyering on your part, but that's a shock.
My God, that burns me up to see people looking all smug like that after such atrocities have been committed.
Kingly light sentence, Professor.
Look, you should complain about the judge and about the prosecutor. Their job is to put people like that in jail for a long time. Our job is to try to get the best possible sentence, the best possible deal we can get, consistent with ethics and law. If you don't want to be doing that, you shouldn't be a criminal defense lawyer. You should be a prosecutor.
Many would argue, and you know the reason I have to say it like that, but many would argue that right there is the voice of a man with no conscience. His conscience, people would say, is absolutely seared.
But this was all kept from the victims.
And that
and
was
the judge
not
has now
us,
over,
by the prosecutor.
By the prosecutor, but a federal judge recently ruled that the prosecutors broke the law by failing to inform the victims, and now the Department of Justice is investigating it.
They should be. They should be. Those are very appropriate. The question is, what should a defense attorney do? A defense attorney should do everything in his power or her power to get the best possible deal, and you should then complain about it.
What should a defense attorney do? A defense attorney should do everything in his power or her power to get the best possible deal.
What the hell? Where's the morality in that equation? This is so preposterous and monstrous, it's beyond comprehension. This is all a game to these psychopaths. I'm just here to get the best deal for my client. I'm not here to concern myself with who got hurt in the past by my client, who's suffering in the present by my client, or who's going to suffer in the future at the hands of my client. I'm just here to get the best deal for him. This is quite possibly the lowest of the low in the human morality pool, or the highest of the high in the human immorality pool.
That's perfectly appropriate. That's the way the marketplace should operate. But I'm going to continue to try to get the best deal I can.
Well, this is
I've gotten guilty people acquitted of murder.
Guys, I know that statement was absolutely horrible. But you know what's even more shocking than the statement itself? You don't hear one gasp from the crowd after this statement. You don't hear any objection from any of these view shills who are always talking about how much they care about making this world a better place. I've gotten guilty people acquitted of murder. I knew they murdered somebody, and I got them to go free. What do you call an individual like this? I've seen and heard some crazy crap spoken in public. But to be this brazen about it, to know that this guy and no telling how many other lawyers like him are gaming the system and knowingly defending wickedness and evil for power, profit, and fame is just way too much to comprehend. Guys, there's more to this interview. If you want me to do a part 2 breakdown, let me know in the comments below. And leave your thoughts about Alan Dershowitz and Jeffrey Epstein in the comments as well. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadowban video. If you guys enjoy these videos, Be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.